Well, I'm a retired physical education teacher, and I've been very active in Monaghan U3A, which is a group that we have about 600 members in Monaghan, mostly retired. And we provide a whole range of activities for them, one of which is physical exercise, and we're trying to get people going. So for a number of years now, we've been doing actual live classes. And then when the lockdown came last March, we decided we should try and keep that going. So we started a Zoom online class. Basically, we started 5 days a week. We were doing a class, and we had a huge response to it, and our numbers were up to 70 and 80 on a morning. And this class was done along with Dave Phelan, another retired PE teacher from Carrickmacross, and Mary O'Hare, who's a yoga teacher who takes relaxation at the end of it. So it was quite an ambitious, I suppose, when we started it.
There was always a fear when everything moved online last March that people mightn't react the same way to it and you might lose some participants, but it sounds that you've managed to keep the core of the classes, carry them online, and by the numbers you said that you're getting, it seems that a lot of people were happy to follow you online as well.
Well, in fact, we quadrupled our numbers online. A lot of people, we normally only had 10 or 12 in the group, you know, on the live group, which we did in conjunction with the Border Bench Gymnastic Club. But then when we went online, we actually numbers went from, I suppose, around about an average of 12 or 15 up to about 50, 60, 70. Now, we did that for March, April, May, June, July. Then we took a break in August and we went back in September. But this time, being into gardening, I like to do a bit of gardening during the day. So we started the class then at 8:15 in the morning on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday morning. And then on Friday, we organised with the local Damien Cairns in Tai Chi. So the Tai Chi paid him to do a class free for our members on Friday morning at 9:45. So we're going 5 days a week and then we take a break for the weekends.
And what has the reaction or the feedback been like from the members who've been taking part in these classes?
Well, I think we could judge the feedback. I did try to get involved with the HSE and we did that quite successfully, along with Fiona Gilliland, who's in charge of the physiotherapy with the HSE. And she did a class September, and well, we did that class April, May, June on a Tuesday morning. And we asked for a reaction because I was hoping to kind of show the HSE that this was very important for elder people. It would prevent people going to hospital or having falls. It would also prevent muscle loss and prevent bone density loss. So we did that in conjunction with them, and I actually asked for reaction from the members about the classes, and they were absolutely over the moon, delighted, talked about that it helped them cope with any mental problems they had, that it got them, they were getting fitter than they had been in years, and there was a tremendous reaction to it.
And that really is, I suppose, the reason that you do it, to get that sort of reaction, to know that you're helping people both physically and mentally with the exercises that you're doing. And I mean, we've learned over the past year or so that that's very important, that no matter what little bit of exercise you do, that it can pay dividends in the long run.
Well, that sounds very altruistic for me, but really, quite honest, it's as much to get me out of bed in the morning and doing a bit of exercise myself as it is. So I'm actually grateful for these people to come online to do the exercise with us, because it keeps me into a routine, you know, and gets me up and going, you know, when it's very easy to lay in bed.
And for yourself, what has been your, I suppose, physical activity. Have you been, you've mentioned a bit of the gardening and the classes. Do you do anything else in terms of walking or things like that to keep yourself busy during the days?
Yes, our class in the morning is principally on conditioning, muscular conditioning, and we use weights, which are strongly advocated by our local professor, Niall Moyna, for elder people. And we have used weights particularly to prevent osteoporosis and muscle loss, and also to make sure people don't fall. So we're doing quite a lot around the legs and the core strength. And then we recommend to people that they get out and walk afterwards, which I usually do myself. And indeed, where I was walking, we were walking in Rossmore Park for a long time. Now we're out in the local track around Scotstown, which is within our 5 kilometre zone. So it's great. That has been a great facility to you as well as Rossmore Park, which has been fantastic for people around the town. But it's very important that they do some cardiac exercise, you know, get the old heart rate up.